This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges to take higher precaution for next 3 days in view of pre-monsoon rainfall. 13 corona-related deaths reported across the country and U.S. President Joe Biden orders intelligence report on virus origin. Now the news in detail. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has warned the general public to remain vigilant of risks of flood and landslide for next 3 days in view of pre-monsoon rainfall. The authority has also urged the concerned agencies to put in place necessary preparation to avoid possible loss of lives and properties from rain-induced disasters. Authority Chief Anil Pokhrel said, as rainfall is likely to take place in most of the parts of the country on 27th of May to 29th of May due to the emergence of cyclone in West Bengal, it may trigger disasters. According to the division said, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted heavy rainfall in some parts of Province 1, Province 2, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces from 27th of May to 29th of May. The authority has directed the concerned agency to call back climbers on expedition to avoid possible menace stemming from bad weather. 13 corona-related deaths reported in Banki, Kanchanpur and Dharan. 8 people died of coronavirus infection in Banki district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Banki's corona focal person, Tej Oli said 5 people died at Veri Hospital and 3 people at Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur. Likewise, 4 people died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur district. Similarly, 1 person died of coronavirus infection in Dharan-based BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences. Bird flu has been detected again at 3 places in Kathmandu. According to Department of Livestock Services, the bird flu was confirmed at ward number 4 and 9 of Kirtipur municipality and ward number 2 of Chandragiri municipality. Information officer at the department, Dr. Chandra Dhakal, said that the bird flu was confirmed on 24th May in course of carrying out test at Central Veterinary Lab, Tripurasur. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has urged the bodies concerned to transport fowls and poultry-related products only after getting veterinary certificate compulsorily. Security has been tightened along the Nepal-India border in view of COVID-19 outbreak. The Armed Police Force Chinnamasta Battalion Headquarters Province 2 has stated that the common border with India in all 8 districts of the province has been tightened, aiming to control the mobility via border points. According to APF DIG Chandraprakash Gautam, the border points are strictly monitored so that no mobility could occur there. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered intelligence agencies to investigate the emergence of COVID-19 amid growing controversy about the virus origins. In a statement, Biden asked U.S. intelligence groups to redouble their efforts and report him within 90 days. More than 168 million cases have since been confirmed worldwide and at least 3.5 million deaths reported. Authorities linked early COVID cases to a seafood market in Wuhan, and scientists believe the virus first passed to humans from animals. But recent U.S. media reports suggest growing evidence the virus could instead have emerged from a laboratory in China. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, will enter a 7-day lockdown to counter a fast-spreading outbreak in its capital, Melbourne. Authorities have so far found 26 cases and identified 150 sites where people may have been exposed to the virus. There is growing anxiety over the outbreak, which reminds many locals of a devastating second wave that swept the state last year. Victoria's acting Premier James Merlino said the outbreak involved a highly contagious strain of the virus. Cases have been found across the state with links to a large number of venues, including packed football games at stadiums in Melbourne. The US and China's top trade negotiators have held candid pragmatic talks in their first meeting under the Biden presidency. US trade representatives and Chinese vice premier held a virtual meeting on Thursday. Both sides said they discussed the importance of the trade relationship between the two countries. The talks followed the Trump administration's combative stance towards China and resulting trade war. Both sides said they had agreed to continue their negotiations. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but wrapping up the headlines once again. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges to take high precaution for next 3 days in view of pre-monsoon rainfall. 13 corona-related deaths reported across the country, and U.S. President Joe Biden orders intelligence report on virus origin. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.